Hey everybody, it's Rick. This is the Nomad Pastor Podcast. I just want to welcome you back this week. And I want to talk a little bit about judgment. You know, several years ago, I preached a sermon about judgment and about judging others. And as I've continued to prepare these different messages for podcasts, I've kind of felt that nudge again that we need to revisit this for people who have listening that probably didn't hear the message, or maybe we just need to hear it again. I don't know. And so the message about judgment that I think is felt by, I don't know, it's felt by so many Christians and non-Christians alike. You know, I'd ask you how many people that are listening today have felt judged in your life. And just really think about that, you know, because it could be large or small. It could have been by your family or your friends, or just judged by the average ordinary person or the average ordinary Christian. How many people don't go to church out of fear from being judged? How many people no longer see members of your family for that same reason, right? That you don't want them to judge you. I think, you know, if we answer those questions, it'd be a lot more of us than we think, if we're really being honest with ourselves. And then, you know, any of us who have spent, you know, any amount of time in big cities, or even maybe watching the movies, you'll see a soapbox preacher, you know. You know, if you've actually spent the time to listen to what they've had to say or watch some of the people's reactions to these soapbox preachers, a lot of times you're going to hear people say, well, you're not supposed to judge me. And a lot of these soapbox preachers, they're preaching a message of fire and brimstone, right? Nothing you can ever do is going to be good enough. The end is coming. They're judging everybody. They don't care. And I just really feel that how unfortunate that is, how one-sided that is, and how that is not the message of Christ. And so that's, I think, the reason I wanted to revisit this a little bit. And so what I want to do is read a little bit of scripture, because that's what I do, right? And I'm going to review Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 5. And it's really about judging others. And so we'll start with chapter 7, and it says, "Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to a brother, 'Let me take the speck out of your eye,' when all the time there's a plank in your own? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eyes." So that's it, right? Verse 1 of chapter 7, it says, don't judge. That's it. Don't judge people, right? That's what it says. So we're just supposed to obey it. But this very small and often misused verse gives people the out when it relates to someone telling them what to do. It gives them the out when it's someone telling them they've done something wrong or you need to do something different. You see, in the middle of some preacher's ranting, standing on top of a soapbox, you know, preaching fire and brimstone, I've heard the people say, the Bible says don't judge. And initially I've thought that too, right? It does say that. I mean, I bet at some time in your life, you've probably said it as well. But you see, the Bible, it's written for us to learn from. And every time we read it, every time we study it, we're going to learn what God wants us to learn. We're going to learn what God needs us to learn at that time. It's not just written to see and use how we see fit, right? It's not meant for us to just use a specific verse to meet our needs in a specific situation, right? Like, you know, like telling people the Bible says, don't judge me. You see, while that verse does say, do not judge, Jesus never says that we are supposed to ignore sin. And in John, you know, in John verse 24, Jesus says, stop judging by mere appearances, but instead judge correctly. And see, he's not saying don't judge. He's saying do it right. You see, good judgment is about having the ability to discern what is appropriate and when it is appropriate. You see, it's also just as important to understand the proper way to talk with someone about sin. You can't just be like, oh, you're a sinner, right? Oh, that's a sin. You know, in Matthew 18, Jesus tells us the proper way to do that. You know, in verses 17 through 18 of Matthew chapter 18, it says, if your brother or sister sins, go and point out their fault just between the two of you. If they listen to you, you've won them over. But if they will not listen, take one or two others along so that every matter may be established by the testimony of two or three witnesses. If they still refuse to listen, tell it to the church. And if they refuse to listen even to the church, treat them as you would a pagan or a tax collector. See, it's easy for us to pick up this tiny blemish in someone else's behavior. And unfortunately, it's easy to do that when there's far greater fault in ourselves. Like, how can I go to you and point out something you're doing if I haven't looked in the mirror and corrected myself? Jesus didn't say ignore it. But he also didn't say we should put someone on blast or gossip about it. In fact, Proverbs tells us not to gossip. Right? Proverbs tell us what a gossip does. Right? And in Proverbs 16:28, it says, a perverse person stirs up conflict, and a gossip separates close friends. I mean, really think about that. Separates close friends. And then again in Proverbs 20:19, it says, a gossip betrays a confidence, so avoid anyone who talks too much. So here we are. It says, right, a gossip separates close friends, and a gossip betrays confidence. So really think about that. If somebody is gossiping to you about somebody else, judging somebody else while talking to you, I want you to ask yourself, what are they saying about you when talking to other people? Are they gossiping about you? Are they betraying your confidence? Have you ever really thought about that? You know, I personally have heard more times than I probably care to think about somebody say, I don't go to church because Christians are hypocrites that judge me. I personally have said it. There are probably people listening that have said it. And it's very unfortunate, right? I mean, Linda will ask me to go to a different church with her for various outreach or ministry reasons. We travel to as many churches as we possibly can. And before I even realize what I'm doing, the first thing I ask her is like, do I have to dress up? Do I got to wear a tie? What do I have to wear? How are they going to treat me? So I want you to think about that question. I want you to be honest with yourself. Have you ever thought that? Have you ever felt the same way? Like, I can't go to that church because of what I got to wear. Have you ever felt like you couldn't go to church because you don't want to be judged? Have you ever walked into a church for the first time and then felt the judgment of people when they look at you? Have you ever looked at somebody that walked into a church and thought, man, they shouldn't be here? Think about how they feel. You see, when Linda asks me to go to a church and I ask, what do I have to wear? I'm not asking it in some nice, how can I help you and be a supportive husband voice. I am personally so worried about getting judged by whoever sits inside the walls of that church that I judge them first. I'm not going to allow you to judge me. And instead, I'm going to choose based on my own insecurities to not go there and judge you. You know, by not going to that church or questioning how they're going to treat me, I'm judging them before I ever meet them. How many times have you done that? How many times have you judged somebody before you met them? How many times have you questioned a preacher or a denomination before even listening to the message? How many of you have judged me because of this podcast? Who is this guy? What is he doing? You may still have to ask yourself, but it's okay. I don't judge you for it. But what I want you to take away from this is that there are varying levels of judgment. You deciding not to go to a church out of fear, or because of hypocrites or how people dress. You deciding not to listen to this podcast anymore because you've heard it all before, or, you know, whatever it may be. It's just as judgmental as you're claiming other people to be. It's just as judgmental as you're claiming for Christians to be. So I want you to listen carefully to me. Hypocritical judgment is wrong, right? In Matthew 7:5, he says, you hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. But self-righteous judgment is also wrong, right? We're called to be humble. And in James 4:6, he says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. And then untrue, harsh, unforgiving judgment is wrong as well, right? In Titus 3:2, it says, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and always to be gentle toward everyone. So it's important we remember opposing sin is not wrong. We're called to address it one-on-one with people in a loving and humble manner, but not with anyone else. Not with Facebook, not with social media, not on Twitter. Whatever your medium of communication is, leave it out. Go to that person one-on-one. And then, you know, when we started this, you know, I talked a little bit about soapbox preachers and what they're doing, right? Telling us we're all sinners, is they're being judgmental against everyone without reason. They're judging everyone's salvation. Oh, you're going to go to hell. Let me be very clear. We, as in me, you, everyone here on earth, we cannot judge someone's salvation. We don't know what's in their heart. We don't know what God is doing in their lives. You know, before I came to Christ, I would have never thought I would be here today. I know there's people listening that can say the exact same thing, right? But God had a plan to get me where I am. He knew everything I was going to do, good or bad. He loved me regardless of my sin. He loved me when I sinned, just like a father does. And at that time in my life, anyone who judged me or said I wouldn't go to heaven, they didn't trust God's plan. You know, I'm not suggesting that people need to like me or trust me. I'm saying trust God. Trust God's plan for people even when you don't agree or support them. We don't have to agree with everyone. We don't have to like them either. We do have to love them. You know, in Romans 14:4, it says, who are you to judge someone else's servant? To their own masters, servants stand or fall. And they will stand, for the Lord is able to make them stand. You see, as I pulled this old message out for today, I still see times of judgment in Christians much more than I would like to. And I'm sure at some point you've heard someone say something about a prosperity preacher, or that this Christian author doesn't do this, or someone like me doing a podcast is doing it wrong, or they're sending the wrong message, or whatever it might be. I'm not going to sit here and name any of them, but I continue to hear people judge them, commenting about them in a negative way. You know, Philippians 1:15 says, it is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. And then in verse 18, it says, you know, but what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. So how can you judge them when Paul tells us not to in Romans 14? We are all servants of God. Don't let someone's judgment allow you to forget that. And since you're not going to let someone else's judgment allow you to forget that we are all servants of God, don't judge them either. I wouldn't be here without some of those people that may or may not be doing it for the wrong reasons. I don't know. But it was a message I needed to hear at a time in my life that helped me get where I am. And as I've grown in my faith and I've grown in my walk, I've gotten stronger, and I have the ability to discern if it's an appropriate message or not. But that's for me where I am today. There are people who need that. So don't condemn them if you're a Christian. And if you're a Christian and you're judging somebody's salvation, just stop. You can't do that. Look, I appreciate you guys listening. I do. This is Rick, from the Nomad Pastor podcast. I hope you enjoy the message, and I hope it resonates with you. And if you want, subscribe on the platform of choice. If you have questions, send me an email at hello@nomadpastor.org. If you want to just talk, send me an email. If you're looking for a church that's going to be open to you, let me know. I'll help you find it. I will help you in any way that I can. I appreciate the time, and I just want you guys to have a blessed week. Thanks.